be more proud of the group of people for the work you put in this year, this past year in 2022. On Wednesday night, we had our dream team huddle. If you're wondering, man, I heard about the dream team up there. I'm hearing about the dream team now. The dream team is the group of amazing individuals that you see wearing red shirts today. The dream team are the people that week in and week out make Hope City run. Can we give it up for our dream team real quick? And so that announcement that you saw was just an invitation. We're honoring those Dream Team members. And so we had a huddle this past Wednesday, and we introduced the idea to our Dream Team of the theme for this next coming year. And after the Dream Team huddle was over, I got a message. And the message just so perfectly summed up what 2023 is all about. So I'm going to read it to you real quick. We're going to put it up on the screen. It says, Pastor Cherie, this year, this is the year I allow myself to fully walk into what God has for me. I'm saying no to all the things that have held me back. We are stepping into more. I feel like the forward movement was God showing me how to shed off my old nature, old culture, old mindsets. I feel like exponentially more for me looks like a lifestyle of sound mind and an increase in spiritual discernment for whatever God is bringing me into next. Welcome, Hope City, to the year of exponentially more. I am so excited for this year. We are walking together toward all that God has for us. Saying yes when yes used to terrify us. Yeah, come on. Recognizing that God has more for you, and in order to step into that more, it means more sacrifice, more time with Him, more dying to yourself, and more yes to Him. Our anchor text this morning comes out of Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to read verses 14 through 20, just for all of the context. We're going to read it all together right now, and then we'll kind of break it up throughout the message. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 20 say this: when I think of all of this, the all of this that he's referring to is the gospel. The good news, what Jesus did for us so that we can have access to the freedom and relationship with Him. So when I think of all of this, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then, Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand all, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we may ask or think. Wow. Can we give it up one more time for exponentially more?
Well, if I haven't had the chance to meet you yet, my name is Paula. I also am one of the pastors here at Hope City. And thank you. And man, God has just been, He's been speaking to us as a staff about what this looks like. Exponentially more. And really, I think that as we're talking today, there's a couple of things that God wants to do within us personally and within us as a Hope City family corporately for the next, for this coming year, for 2023. The first thing is this. He wants us to have more capacity.
Come on.
More. You did not get excited about that. Woo! I got, okay. All right. He wants us to have more capacity. So I'm going to read to you, like, why, how did you come up with that, Paula, from that verse, from what Cherie just read? How did you come up with, he wants us to have more capacity? So verses 14 to 16 of Ephesians 3 says, when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and earth, and I pray from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. So Pastor Cherie kind of alluded to this. Like, what is the this? When I think of all of this that Paul is talking about. Well, if you read in the verses before that, what Paul was specifically talking about was explaining God's desire to use us, you and me, his people, men and women, to accomplish his plans. Come on, that's exciting. Yeah. Right? Ephesians 3:10, so we're just going to kind of go up above that a little bit. It says, God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This is what it means. It's like Paul saying, listen, when I think about the fact that God wants to use us to do, like, exponentially more in our community, in our world, and so that we can actually kick the devil in the teeth, Paul's like, this is what I get excited about. And I am like, I fall to my knees. That is what Paul was talking about. Here's what I know. The more we allow God to grow us personally, the more space we have for Holy Spirit to fill. Right? The more of Holy Spirit we have, the stronger we become. And the more we allow God to grow and strengthen us through the working of Holy Spirit in our lives, Hope City becomes stronger. Do you see how this is all going together? Right? And as Hope City becomes stronger, our ability for impact becomes stronger, and more people are able to discover the miracle of salvation and the promise of eternity with God. This is big, guys. This is big, right? And because this is so big, don't miss this part. Because this is so big, Paul was prompted by Holy Spirit, and he got on his knees. Go to that verse. Who's back there? Casey, Jess. Go to 14 to 16. Paul said, I get on my knees in prayer. Paul recognized how big this was. And he got on his knees and he prayed for you. Hang on, do you hear that? Paul got on his knees and he prayed for you. Because he recognized that every single person that comes to the knowledge of Jesus then has the potential for personal and internal growth, which then produces over into our corporate growth, which then produces over into our kingdom impact, and it actually destroys the kingdom of darkness. And Paul's like, I gotta pray for these people. I gotta pray for them. The more time we spend with Jesus, the more time we learn about Jesus's way, the more we become more like him, that's more capacity.
Well then, come on, that's good stuff. I want to be really clear with everyone this morning that this is not prosperity gospel today. We're not here claiming exponentially more riches, exponentially more fame, exponentially more possessions in 2023. That's the reason that we're focusing on all six of these verses and not just verse 20. Isn't it crazy that our brains go there? Like, I say exponentially more, and you're like, yeah, how about that new car I'm going to get this year? God's going to give me exponentially more in my bank account, right? Our brains naturally go there because we are completely enveloped in a culture and society that craves more. More money, more stuff, more responsibility, more time, more, more, more. One of my favorite authors was talking about this more, right? It's desire. And this is what he said. He said, desire is like the engine of our life. It's the drive to get out of bed in the morning and live. But when you pay attention to the inner dynamics of the heart, you realize that desire is one of those things that is never, ever satisfied. No matter how much we get, it's never enough. We would have to experience everything and everyone in order to be fully satisfied. Everything and everyone and be experienced by everything and everyone. We would have to be infinite, but we're not. We're finite. So all of us live with chronically unsatisfied desires. So this is what we're getting at when we say that Jesus has called us to live a completely counterculture life. One that doesn't make sense when held up against society and culture. Because society and culture says get more. Get as close to infinite as you possibly can. And in the hunt for more, what happens? We always end up still searching. We always end up needing more. Still unsatisfied. Still experiencing those voids. You know the voids that I'm talking about, right? Where it's like, man, maybe if I do this, then I'll feel satisfied. Man, if I can just get that promotion, then I'll be good. If I could just have this number in my bank account, I'll feel better about things. Still searching because something is missing. We're going to read verses 17 through 19 again out of Ephesians chapter 3. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. I want you to say that word, fullness. I could preach an entire message on these two verses, but I'm not allowed to. He's waiting for me to move along right now as we speak. So Paul is saying here to the church in Ephesus that as it's experiencing more of Christ's love and walking in that love and getting to show that love to others, that is going to lead you to being made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. That word fullness in the Greek means divine perfections. Here's what Paul was saying. He's saying, here is the recipe for being completely content. Content in a way that the world simply can't offer. We're not chasing after the more of the world. We're chasing after the more of Christ. Growing in his likeness. Becoming more like him as we experience more of him. And when we do that, when we experience more, when we grow to be more like him, that's when we experience this satisfied, right? The completely content. I know that there are people in here that are like, I've never felt completely content. I know that there are people in here that are searching for that. Let me tell you, you're not going to find completely content at your job. You're not going to find completely content in making more money. You're not going to find completely content in having a higher authority or having more people under you or having more responsibility. If you had 26 hours in the day, you would still not be completely content. Even though we've convinced ourselves, if I could just have a few more hours, do you know how productive I would be? You'd be tired. Get out of here. You wouldn't be more productive. You'd sleep two more hours. Completely content comes when we're chasing after Christ-likeness and when we're rooted, everybody say rooted, in love. We like to convince ourselves that we need to go, go, go. That we need to, in order to achieve more, we gotta go harder. In order to be more, we gotta chase further. And this verse says, hold on a second. I want you to be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. And everything is gonna spring up from there.
So good. You know what I love about Hope City? Is the fact that we have a teaching team. You don't have to just hear from me. You don't have to hear from just Paula. I think it's so strong that every one of our leaders can speak. And I think that's so incredible. I love having their voices. And in case I haven't met you yet, I'm Pastor Jason, and I'm so glad to be home. This is home. No matter where I'm at across the country, I love coming home to Hope City. And I want to take just a minute because I need to give a commercial break. I only have a few minutes, okay? But people have been asking me about Jesus Revolution. We are going as a church on the 22nd of February. We have 100 tickets, okay? We have 100 tickets. Right now I'm working on the time. They have us at 9:15 p.m., so I'm working on getting that at 7, okay? Because whoever booked that was not very wise and smart. It wasn't me, okay? But I want you to put that on your calendar because people have been asking. We are going, and it is going to be incredible. The 22nd of February, we'll have 100 tickets. We'll give them away. It's going to be a blast, all right? So I want to make sure that you're there. Also, men, be at Better Men tonight, 4 o'clock. Men's small group, life group, be there, be square. All right, now I got to get to my message, okay? All right, now my commercial is done, and I got to get moving. Every year we pray as a team, God, what's your word for this year? And what you're hearing exponentially more is the word that God gave us for this next season, okay? The forward movement doesn't stop, okay? We encourage you. This is the thing. As a church, what is your next step? Don't stop. Always be asking God, what's my next step? Do not stop. In fact, in prayer today, Paula, I think you said it. Exponentially more is the water that gets poured on the garden of the forward motion. It's God pouring out his spirit upon us. And I want to tell you something. This is honestly life or death. It really is. You might go, well, what do you mean, Pastor Jason? Because if there's not life-giving people who are going into their circles, sharing what God has done in an exponentially more way, that people may never hear the gospel. And I think we talked about that in prayer today, where we said, listen, your job this year is to go into your circles and make sure that every one of your friends in your circle know who Jesus is and know what he's done in your life. Exponentially more. We're going to be talking about this a lot. And I want to tell you something. We're not talking about addition. We're not talking about subtraction or even division. We're talking about multiplication. In your life, in the life of Hope City, we're talking about how do we multiply to make a kingdom impact to bring as many people to heaven as we possibly can. That's what exponentially more looks like. We're going to be digging in. We're going to be looking at that exponentially more. I want to tell you, the only thing that will limit you is the limits you put on yourself. Well, God, I can't do more. I'm too busy. I can't do more. I'm not smart enough. God, I can't speak to my friends. I don't have the right word. All of the limits that you put on yourself. This is the year that I pray that every limit would be broken in the name of Jesus. No matter what has been spoken over you, no matter how you look at yourself, when you look at yourself in the mirror, my prayer is every limit that you speak over yourself would be broken in the name of Jesus. and that there would be exponentially more in your life, exponentially more in the things that you're holding on to. What does exponentially more look like in the Bible? And I love this. This is from the Passion. It's Ephesians 3:20, really the scripture for this whole year. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and it'll exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Wow! It all starts with what we believe. How you live your life is determined by what you believe about God. God, well, man, this world, it's just so hard. Like, where are you in all of this? He's waiting for us to go in and live exponentially more to reach this world. Stop looking at the world thinking that God doesn't have a way, like looking at drug addicts, looking at the drug problem, looking at suicide. All of these problems we see in our society will be answered when kingdom folks start doing exponentially more with a kingdom vision that God's given them. The government can't solve it. More rehab centers won't solve it. More, there's no solving it except us stepping into our kingdom calling. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's the answer. And I'll tell you this, and I might offend some of you, but that's okay. I leave tomorrow again. All right, but I'll be back. All right. What God can do in one step can never be accomplished in 12 steps. And I'm not saying that 12 steps are wrong. I'm saying you pair it with God. And we are the ones that have to step into this world and say, God, I want exponentially more through my life, not just in my life. Right? God, I want exponentially more so I can give it out. See, what Cherie was talking about is we pray for exponentially more so we can just hold on to it. Right? Oh, God, if you just give me that big mansion, what are you going to do with it? What's that big mansion going to get people to heaven for, right? Like, that stuff doesn't get people to heaven. And I'm telling you right now, when you look at your circle of friends, and I want to just lay it out as flat as it can be. If we believe there's heaven and hell, then that means people in your circle are going to die and go to hell, and you knew about the salvation, you knew about the answer, and right now God wants to exponentially cause you to step up to the plate and start sharing. Everyone, I want you to look at your circle of friends and look at it in that perspective. And it's not a judgment call. You're not judging your friends, but you know the answer to making it to heaven is through Jesus Christ, and you have that answer. And I believe there will be people in our lives who are going to say, thank you so much for sharing. But if you don't share, if you don't step into your circle and you don't start sharing your story and your testimony in an exponentially more way, there are going to be people that look and say, you knew and you never told me. Oh, I don't want anyone to say that to me. Because I think in this world that we're living in, we think hell's a joke, and it's not a joke. And the Bible says, listen, you're either going to heaven or hell. Make your decision. And it's by the choices that we make. Like, literally, you might go, man, you're a little bit bold. Yeah, because I want to fill heaven and not hell. I want your circles to go to heaven with you. Well, I'll just wait till somebody else tells them about Jesus. What if you're the one? What if you don't tell them? What happens when God says, no, you're the one I sent to those people? So let's get exponentially more getting this going in our lives. So there's a couple of things I pull out. First of all, never doubt. Stop putting God in a box with what he can do in your life. Stop looking in the mirror thinking of what you don't have and realize that you don't have to doubt the working of God in your life and through your life. And I want to tell you something this. Don't ask God to do something you don't believe he can do it. God, well, I think you could do it. God, well, I'm going to ask, but I don't really believe you can do it. Never doubt. What you think about God will cause you to, that's your operating system. So some of us, we need to back up and we need to say, God, listen, I need to know that you're working exponentially more in my life. Wrap your arms around this scripture. Don't ask God. God wants to do exponentially more in your life, and it all hinges on what you believe about him. Never doubt what God can do in your life. I promise you this, God sees you way differently than you see yourself. God sees all of your giftings, all of your talents, everything that he created you. You might be a one-talent person. I've only got one talent. then use that one talent to make exponentially more. Don't use it as an excuse to not do anything. Right? Well, I just got one talent. If you're a good talker, that's your talent. God can exponentially use you. If you have 10 talents, you better really get busy. God's ability to do exponentially more, and I want to say this right now, God's ability to do exponentially more in your life is not dictated by what your past has been. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Right now, God wants to use you to do exponentially more. And sometimes we tell God all the reasons why we can't do things. And God's saying, no, I want exponentially more in your life, in you and through you. But God, you don't understand. You don't know what I did in my past life. Oh, he knows, and you're forgiven. Stop living in guilt and shame. Start moving forward. It doesn't matter. It does not matter what you've done in your past. All that matters is what you're going to do with your future. Stop living in regret. Okay, so you made a mistake. Okay, so life hasn't been what you hoped it would be. Today, it's a new start. Today, it's a brand new start. Today, God wants to use you exponentially. God's ability to use you exponentially is not hampered by your past. It's only hampered by how you see him for the future. It has to do with never doubting God's mighty power in you to accomplish your work. Stop limiting. Stop putting God in a box because you're afraid. Well, what if I tell somebody about Jesus and share my testimony and they ignore it? So what if? Is it worth the risk? Aren't you glad somebody took a risk on you and told you what it looks like to love the Lord and really come to him? I also want to say this. Your dream is probably too small. I'm praying this year that God gives you God-sized dreams. And if it scares you, that's probably a good sign it's him. And I'll say this, if it scares you, do it afraid. Everybody's going, yes, 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 until it happens. Infinitely more is another word that sticks out. Infinitely means it equals exponentially. Bigger than what you could ever imagine. God will outdo all of your greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. Stop putting God in a box. Don't put God in a box. Well, God, this is how I expect you to move. And you hold him to that. And I'm going to tell you something. He'll blow your mind and work differently. Well, God, this is how I see you working, and I'm going to plan it out. And this is A plus B, and this is the map that you're... And he goes, yeah, I want to make a bet. Because he goes, my plans are not your plans. So why don't we release control and say, God, I'm okay to go wherever you want me to go. God, I'm okay that you deal with this however you want it to be dealt with. And don't be surprised when God does what he says he's going to do in our lives. Another thing that we pull out from this scripture is God's miraculous power constantly energizes you. We need to tap into the power that God promises us. Listen, friends, we only have a limited amount of power on our own. And I tell people this all the time. If you are exhausted, it means you're probably trying to do life on your own terms and in your own way. Okay? One of the things that we as a staff are really looking into is that whole idea of Sabbath. Taking a rest. Doing more in 6 days than what we could do in seven. Okay? You want to see, and this is my favorite restaurant in the world. I eat it too much. Chick-fil-A. They are closed on Sunday. There's a whole rap on that, I think, closed on Sunday. Like every time you want Chick-fil-A, it's closed on Sunday. They make more money in 6 days than most restaurant chains make in seven. So I'm not saying you're doing more. What I'm saying is you're lining yourself up with God's principles and God's power, and he will energize you. You take a rest and let him to do more in your life. You can only see exponentially more when you rely on God's power. You might be sitting here thinking, exponentially more? I'm barely surviving through today. I'm exhausted. And that is a good sign that you're doing it on your own, and you need to give it over to God and say, God, I need your power in my life, and I'm done doing it on my own. Everybody's going, yeah, I'm glad that's not me. And reality of it is all of us, right? Because we try to do it on our own. We think we can. You can barely think of addition versus multiplication. I'm going to tell you, I'm not good at math. I hated math. But two times two is four. Four times four is 16. 16 times 16 is what? Get your calculators out. Do you see the power of multiplication? One plus one is two. 2 + 2 = 4. If you're doing just addition, and I know I'm doing this because of some of you, you got really bad math in school, and I'm sorry. Common Core, I'm just kidding. In our schools today, it's like 2 + 2 = 6, but that's not true. It's 2 + 2 = 4, right? But you see what I'm saying? Multiplication versus addition. And sometimes we get afraid that God's actually going to subtract. What he wants to subtract in your life is you doing it on your own. What he wants to subtract in your life is all of the limits that you placed on yourself. What he wants to subtract in your life is you telling him what you can't do. That's what he wants to take out of your life. And when you get to that point, then it's multiplication. We all want multiplication in our lives because it's exponential. Let God's power constantly energize you. When you are feeling tired and worn out, you better stop and assess what it looks like to allow God's power in your life. If you are tired and worn out, I challenge you, take a day off with him. Exponentially more doesn't mean doing more. That's what we hear sometimes with this message. Well, I got to just do more. No, you don't. Okay? This is not about doing more or taking it into your hands. We're talking about God's exponential power where we say, God, make every one of my efforts exponential. Make every one of my efforts infused with your power, God. Make every limit that I put on you and on myself. And you know what? Write that down, in fact, this week. Here's my challenge to you. I want you to think through the limits that you put on your life and have God show you those limits and then pray that every one of those limits would be broken off. Do you get what I'm saying here? Because everybody's kind of looking at me blankly, okay? Whatever limit that you put on your life, well, I can't do this because of this, or I'm never going to have that, or I'm not, like, stop speaking death, stop speaking limits, and start thinking, God, I want all limits taken off my life that I put on. Some of you, you're living under big limits, right? That's your ceiling because you've limited what God can do in your life. Exponentially more. God wants to increase your kingdom capacity this year. And when he increases your kingdom capacity, that means Hope City's kingdom capacity is going to increase. That means we're going to be an effective church. Look at this place today. You guys just bless us so much. We love you. Like, we want so much more for your life. The limit's off. Look at this place. I mean, we were talking yesterday, Paula, in our prayer thing. We have 85 now on the Dream Team. Now, some of you, if you're new, we started 2.5 years ago in the middle of COVID. This church is 2.5 years old. We're a two-year-old church, right? Two-year-olds. I'm just proud of you guys. I'm proud of what God's doing here. Not my pride, but just the fact that people are coming together and saying, we want to be a kingdom church. We want to do exponentially more. We want to lift the limits off of ourselves. We don't want to live tired and exhausted like the society lives. We want to pour in and dig into God's power. I want to read that scripture one more time. If we can pull that up, Jess, one more time. 3:20. I want to speak this over you. Actually, put your name in there. Jason, never doubt God's mighty power to work in my life and accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than my greatest request, my most unbelievable dream, and will exceed my wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes me. No limits. Whatever anyone has spoken over you in your life to give you a limit, I break that off in the name of Jesus right now. Whatever people have tried to convince you of, I break that off in the name of Jesus, and I pray exponentially more in your life. Will you bow your heads across this place? If you're here today and you've never given your life to Jesus,